Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. We'll get an update later this morning on consumer prices for the month of April. Inflation has come down from its peak last summer, but NPR's Scott Horsley reports the cost of living is still climbing too fast for comfort.
Forecasters think the annual inflation rate last month was somewhere around 5%. Little change from the month before. Inflation has cooled since June, when it topped out above 9%, but it's still well above the Federal Reserve's target rate of 2%. The Fed has raised interest rates aggressively for more than a year now in hopes of curbing inflation. After the most recent rate hike a week ago, Fed policymakers hinted they might leave rates unchanged for a time, but they're not making any promises. The economic outlook remains highly uncertain. Unemployment's very low, but consumers have been dialing back their spending, and bank loans are likely to get harder to come by after three bank failures in the last 2 months. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The four top congressional leaders met President Biden yesterday at the White House to discuss the looming deadline to increase the nation's borrowing authority, the debt ceiling. Biden has been asked whether he would invoke the 14th Amendment to stop a default on the national debt. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution says, in part, the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned.
I have been considering the 14th Amendment, and a man I have enormous respect for, Larry Tribe, who advised me for a long time, thinks that it would be legitimate. But the problem is it would have to be litigated. And in the meantime, without an extension, it would still end up in the same place.
The political leaders say they'll meet again on Friday. The Treasury Secretary warns the U.S. will max out its borrowing ability as early as June 1st. Former President Donald Trump says he will appeal the New York civil trial verdict against him. A jury found him liable for battery and defamation against writer E. Jean Carroll. The jury did not find that Trump raped Carroll, as she alleged. But Trump has been ordered to pay her $5 million. Trump is supposed to appear on CNN tonight for a town hall event. NPR has confirmed that Congressman George Santos faces at least one federal criminal charge. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the New York Republican has drawn intense scrutiny for months.
George Santos has been dogged by revelations that he lied about his background and engaged in questionable financial dealings before his election last year. Santos recently announced he would run for re-election, even though federal prosecutors in Brooklyn have been investigating him for months. The criminal charges first reported by CNN could be unveiled as early as Wednesday. The House Ethics Committee announced its own investigation of Santos this year. Santos has said he embellished his resume, but he's denied any criminal wrongdoing. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Public health restrictions that allow U.S. border authorities to bar migrants from the U.S. will expire tomorrow. They're generally known as Title 42. U.S. officials are preparing for a large increase in migrants who seek to cross the southern border. President Biden spoke yesterday with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. They've discussed close coordination of border efforts. The Writers Guild of America strike is in its second week, and disruptions are beginning in Hollywood. The Guild represents nearly 12,000 full-time people. Nina Gregory reports members are picketing studios, networks, and streamers.
Business is getting heated in Hollywood. Writers Guild rules state members must honor all Guild picket lines and may not enter the companies they're picketing. As members of other unions stand with them, production's been halted on shows such as Stranger Things. This week, actor Michael J. Fox refused to cross the picket line and postponed a premiere of his new documentary. Elsewhere in Hollywood, actor Kristen Stewart headlined a fashion show at Paramount Studios for Chanel. The French luxury brand noted, "It's a non-union event, and guests entered through, quote, a neutral gate." Stewart is a member of the Screen Actors Guild. For NPR News, I'm Nina Gregory.
The status of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is not clear. He was arrested by police yesterday as he appeared in court to answer other corruption allegations. His political party called on supporters to demonstrate in some violent clashes that occurred. Police in one Pakistani province say they have detained nearly 1,000 of Khan's supporters. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.